The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, there are renewed calls here in Ireland for a tax to be placed on junk food in the effort, of course, to tackle obesity. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into this. Where is this coming from, Josh?
Well, this idea is making waves now here following a report in the UK by the chief medical officer there, where he is recommending a tax on healthy food to tackle childhood obesity. And now the HSE's clinical lead on obesity has suggested something similar here, that we should be taxing the products that lead to obesity. So this would be extending the sugar tax out to ultra-processed food.
We have reached a point now where we have an absolute health crisis day to day with trolleys in every emergency department around the country. That has been driven by what we eat and what we drink. And I think we should tax that, and we should ring fence that tax income to generate the capacity we need in our health service. We don't have the capacity we need.
So that's Professor Donal O'Shea, who's the HSE's clinical lead on obesity, speaking to News Talk earlier today. But not everyone agrees, Kieran. Like even some of those working in the area of nutrition think a move like this would unfairly target those who are already financially struggling. So we've been asking people today, would jacking up the price of certain foods make people reduce their consumption? And look, it's fair to say it's got a mixed reaction, but as expected, most people don't want to see more taxes coming down the line.
They put extra taxes on cigarettes and alcohol and stuff like that. And I think if someone is a smoker or a drinker, they're going to pay whatever they can. That's the way it is. If the price goes up, people are still going to pay it. And there's always going to be cheaper alternatives. Producers, manufacturers, stores, they always release their own versions of higher-end brands for cheaper. So I don't think it'll make that much of a difference. It'll just drive costs up and people will be paying more.
I do think it would work. I think it would cut people down eating it, because I think it's just too convenient if you're tired, had a long day, to go and get something cheap and it's not good for you. I think it would push people more to eat a bit healthier and just put a bit more time in to cooking something. Making the healthy decision, yeah, exactly, which is good for you in the long run. So I do agree, yes.
Would it work? Would it have any effect on reducing obesity? Or?
No, I don't think so. People like sweet things and they're always going to buy them. And usually it's people on lower incomes that might buy lower quality foods and sugary foods, so it's the poorest more than the higher income earners, I guess.
So you think if they make your chipper or your fast food, your processed food more expensive, it's not going to have the desired effect?
I don't think so. I think it'll just make people a lot more unhappy, because that's a pleasure a lot of people have. I wouldn't be supportive of it at all, no.
I think this country has gone to the dogs with taxes and everything. It's just ridiculous what they're doing. No, I don't agree with it at all.
You don't think it'd be a way of reducing the consumption of takeaways?
No, I think the young people like their takeaways and they'll pay whatever they want.
Should they introduce a tax on cheaper food, takeaways, all that? Would it work? Would it make people choose healthier options of food?
I'd agree with that. The fast food business is ruining. I'd be in favour of that. I would increase the prices and see what happens. I think people are addicted to these fast foods now.
If the price was to go up, it would make you reconsider buying it?
Well, I love chips, so I have to restrict myself to once every fortnight eating fish and chips.
That's your treat?
Yeah, that's my treat. I'd eat them every night otherwise.
All right, so that's the view of the people on the streets of Dublin. What about the view of those working in healthcare, Josh?
Well, like everything, look, there are divided views out there. And look, that's a healthy thing too. So on the one hand, we have those working in the National Clinical Programme for Obesity saying that this is a progressive idea. But not everyone working in healthcare is of the same opinion. I met with dietitian Sarah Keogh this afternoon to discuss this. And likewise to what we heard come through in that last clip, this would likely impact certain demographics more so than others when it comes to the cost. I started off by asking Sarah about the prevalence of obesity in Ireland.
Really, we're looking probably around 2/3 of Irish adults would be overweight or obese, so it's fairly common.
So what's your initial reaction now to this idea of a junk food tax?
Definitely not. I would be 100% against it. I think it is a very lazy, knee-jerk reaction to what is a much, much wider social issue. And I think, like a lot of these sort of food taxes, they're going to unfairly impact people on lower incomes. And in fairness, we have a lot of work going on at the moment. If you look at the Food Safety Authority, have a huge food reformulation program that is reducing sugar, salt and fat in all kinds of foods. And if you look as well at work by Safe Food, they have a huge amount recent work done on food environment. And in particular, what we are seeing is that people in the lowest socioeconomic areas have the least access to supermarkets, the least access to fresh food. And to suddenly think to tax the foods that are available to those people is suddenly going to change eating habits. It's not. It is just going to make people struggle more in terms of income for that.
Would it even be possible to target such a variety of food?
It'd be a really difficult one in terms of what you're going to define. But the other thing to really watch as well is that as a dietitian, very often I have patients who need high calorie food. So you have people with some medical conditions like cystic fibrosis, where actually they have huge calorie demands, or we 4% of the Irish population are malnourished, largely due to illness. And there are times that I will literally be saying to people, you have to be filling up on the chocolate and the biscuits and the cakes because we want to spare your muscle. So I really don't think those foods should be taxed for anybody. I think there's far more important areas to look at in terms of education and access to food. I think the taxing of foods is a really, really bad way to go.
So that's the dietitian, Sarah Keogh, not a fan. Are they going to reduce tax on health food? It always taxes. It's always tax more. We're terrible at coming up with original ideas here, says somebody else. As well as a health tax, they should slap warnings on junk food, just like on cigarettes. That did so much damage to people on a slower scale. And it's not just chips and chicken nuggets that should be taxed, says somebody else. Sweets, biscuits, fizzy minerals, tea and coffee. I get lost with your tea and coffee. Anyway, what about those running healthy eating campaigns, Josh?
Well, look, there is some merit to having a tax on certain items if you want to see...
Yeah, not tea and coffee,
no,
though.
No,
I mean,
no,
come
no,
on,
not,
we can all agree.
Not tea
we
and
can
coffee.
All agree.
But look, if you want to see something's reduced, like maybe having a subsidy in there, like you see it with the push for EVs, when they offer grants, people do go out and buy. And when the sugar-sweetened drinks tax was introduced, what it did was it pushed the manufacturers to reduce the sugar content in the fizzy drinks. So that effect, I suppose, would be classed as a win, because the same number of bottles of whatever it might be are being bought, but the actual amount of sugar going down the consumer's throat is less. I spoke with the chief specialist in nutrition at Safe Food, Joanna Da Silva, to hear her thoughts on this. And Joanna says it's not the sole solution.
So taxation on foods or drinks isn't new in Ireland. We have what is known as a sugary tax, and it showed positive effects, not just in terms of reducing consumption, but promoting reformulation. And that's one of the benefits sometimes in using a tax on certain types of foods. We need to be very mindful, though, that any fiscal measures need to be based on data, on evidence. We need to be very clear in relation to what we want to achieve. And last but not least, we need to ensure that they do not affect those on lower incomes in a disproportionate way.
How do you find the balance there of creating this benefit that the manufacturers are forced to improve their product, but then also to introduce something that can be equally targeted?
Josh, I don't think a tax alone is going to work in resolving obesity. You know, it's a very complex condition, and we have to take into account various factors. I do think, as I said, that taxation may have a role, but it's important not to talk about taxation in isolation. The food environment that surrounds us today is completely different to what our grandparents had 50 years ago. We are exposed to foods that are high in fat, sugar, or salt in locations where we didn't expect to see them at all. So creating a healthier food environment, not just through taxation, but through the placement of foods in different locations, through the way that foods are promoted.
So that's Joanna Da Silva from Safe Food. Are we any closer to a solution here, Josh, as to what the way through this is?
Well, look, I certainly don't know. I'm not an expert, but I did put this to the great listeners of News Talk today, who are, of course, very intelligent, to see what they think. And Kieran, it has to be said, look, that this is only an idea that's been floated around. It's yet to be seen what happens in the UK following this recommendation and if Ireland will follow suit. So we've heard from the health professionals on what might be ways to improve the weight of the population, but I've also been asking the consumers themselves out there. So we'll start with Caroline, who makes a fair point.
Do you know, isn't that the answer to everything? If they can't solve a problem, tax it. We've had tax on plastic bags, now we have tax on drinks bottles, and now junk food, rather than go to the source of the problem, stick a tax on it. Isn't that a cop-out? Get to the root of the problem and solve it.
So what do you think that is? What would be a solution? What would be some way of reducing the consumption of unhealthy
foods?
Well, I
think they need to get on to the manufacturers of them. Investigate, see what's going into them, see why people are so addicted to them, why it's affecting people's health, why people are becoming obese through food.
You know, if people are going to buy it, they're going to buy it regardless if there's a tax on it or not.
What do you think would be some sort of a solution to reduce the consumption of unhealthy foods?
Making sort of consumers more aware of sort of the actual health impacts, rather than trying to combat it on a financial scale. I think it's just actually saying, here's the risks, here's the effects that it'll have later on. Like you can see with the likes of like vaping regulations and stuff, making consumers aware of the health impacts. I think that's a much better approach.
They should look at the food they're cooking. Everyone likes fries. Everyone likes a burger every now and then. They mightn't eat it every day of the week, but...
So it's up to the consumer to make the decision?
Consumer to make the decision, I think, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a demand there.
Slapping a tax and it won't
exactly.
Work.
I don't think so. Well, look, sure, they've put tax on everything else, haven't they? Tax on buying a property people still buy. That we live in a taxed environment. Two things in life, death and taxes.
All right, death and taxes, the inevitabilities in life, according to that gentleman speaking to our own Josh Crosby. Josh, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.